Last Friday. Colvin has denied the charge and says that he's certain it will be found unsubstantiated, but the NLRB is investigating the charge, and Erwin Wiener of the NLRB says that if the charge proves to be substantiated, today's voting will be declared void. It's up to the state legislature now to accept a proposed contract settlement that would grant most of Vermont's employees double-digit pay raises. Officials of the union that represents the state's 6,000 workers announced yesterday they'd reached a tentative agreement with negotiators for the state. Under the agreement, about 80% of state employees would receive salary increases. Judy Rosenstrike of the Vermont State Employees Association says she's confident the union rank and file will vote to accept the one-year pact. But the state legislature must also approve the contract, which carries a price tag of $10.5 million in increased wages and benefits. Officials of the Thomas Turner Company in Bellows Falls say they will file a bankruptcy petition within a week. The furniture company abruptly shut down yesterday, putting 140 people out of work. Some workers said they received only half an hour's notice that they were out of a job. Company board chairman Stuart Reed says the First National Bank of Boston refused to extend further credit to the company, prompting that shutdown. The bank also filed a lawsuit against the company, according to Reed. The company, which was incorporated in 1963, had heavy losses last year. Local officials say they will try to find another company to take over the Bridge Street plant. Well, citing layoffs at International Coins and Currency of Montpelier, the Labor Department of the Vermont Department of Employment Security reports that unemployment rose in January to 6.1% compared with December's 5.4%. That's in the Barrie Montpelier labor market. In the White River Junction labor market, unemployment was up, but only slightly, from a December level of 5% to 5.1% in January. A Vermont Legislative Committee has rejected a proposal by Governor Richard Snelling to add 50 troopers to the state police force. The unanimous vote to reject the governor's plan came late yesterday in the House Appropriations Committee. The vote cuts $1 million from the governor's spending plan for fiscal 82. Despite the cut, the committee approved a personnel transfer that allows the Public Safety Department to relocate 11 troopers. Those troopers are currently serving in state's attorney's offices. A Vermont lawmaker is gathering support for a proposed bill that would set a mandatory death sentence for someone convicted of unrelated murders. Representative Edward Lucas of Bridgewater says he hopes to introduce the measure this week. Under the current law, the death penalty can be invoked when someone is convicted of two or more unrelated killings. But juries also have the option of imposing prison sentences on the guilty. The Republican and former state trooper says the current laws are unconstitutional because they don't give strict directions for using the death penalty. Lucas says his measure would make the death penalty mandatory in cases of repeated homicides that are not related, but his critics and critics of the proposed measure say that the law would be virtually meaningless because the situation hardly ever occurs. Governor Richard Snelling today met with Waterbury area residents unhappy with the state's plan to open a juvenile jail in Waterbury. The group presented the governor with a petition they said was signed by 1,000 residents of the area protesting that decision. The state wants to locate a secure facility for juveniles at the Vermont State Hospital in Waterbury. Snelling says he believes it makes sense to use the existing space at Waterbury, and he concedes that the state has had to back off of its statements last year. No such center would be located at the state hospital. The setting is going to be a real courtroom, but today's trial of Governor Richard Snelling is only an exercise by a group of University of Vermont students. The mock trial in Washington County Superior Court is being conducted by a University of Vermont political science class. Snelling is charged with undermining the citizens' right to control the policymaking process. Testifying for the prosecution will be former State Senator Melvin Mandigo, Peter Blum of the Legislative Council, Representative Elizabeth Depman of Middlebury, and former Development Secretary Albert Moulton. Witnesses for the defense will be Secretary of State James Douglas, Assistant Attorney General Benson Scotch, and Snelling's legal advisor, R. Paul Wicks. A survey conducted by the state is showing that about 60% of Vermont's public school teachers say they would like to get out of teaching. Nearly 500 teachers responded.